to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ. This is an IQ that is often neglected. It's neglected in our educational system because the government doesn't want to produce wealthy entrepreneurs. They want to produce cogs for the machine. So they don't even allow money to be taught in school. I mean, it's crazy. It's a horrible shame, but it makes sense for them. You know, they want cogs in the machine, just little worker bees that go to work, go home, drink a few beers, go to sleep, get up, go to work, blah, blah, blah. Total Wealth Academy is a education and coaching platform for people who want to build a second stream of income with real estate. People come to us who have never owned a piece of real estate before. People come to us who already have 5,000 apartment units because they just want to take it to the next level. They may want to go from 5,000 to 10,000 units or whatever. Most people that enroll at Total Wealth Academy are just average people who have a job and they're either frustrated with their job or they're not getting into the financial position that they want to be in, and they recognize that they need another source of income. Now, this idea is nothing new. Warren Buffett said this, I think it was somewhere between 40 and 47 years ago. He said, never depend on a sole source of income. Invest to build a second source. That's all we're doing, following his direction. Plus, we're basing it off of the statistic that by age 65, 95% of Americans fail to retire. They're either dead or dead broke. You know, the average saving, this just blows me away. You realize at 65, you've worked 40 to 45 years, 50, 60 hours a week. You know what the average savings is for a 65-year-old in America? 170 grand. I've taught people how to make that in 1 month. 1 month. And these people are working 45 years to come up with 170 grand. The idea of having a job and saving your way to retirement has proven to be completely ineffective. All you have to do is go study the 5% that do successfully retire, and guess what? They've all got second streams of income, many of them third, fourth, and fifth. But the problem is, since we don't teach money in high school, most Americans never learn. You know, 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. So they're getting dumber every year. You know, I know it's a brutal comment, but most 55-year-olds are dumber than they were at 22. Does your memory get better or worse as you get older? Worse. So you've forgotten a lot of the stuff you knew at 22. And then I joke about this all the time. People will hit me with, well, I've got life experience. Yeah, but you're broke. It was bad life experience. Don't brag about bad life experience. So all we do at Total Wealth Academy is we teach people what the rich teach their kids from age 8. My son, my daughter, I taught them at age 8. You got to have a second stream of income. Got to have a second stream of income. Told him at 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Got to have a second stream of income. My son graduated college with $4,000 a month in second stream of income from his 11 rent houses. Is it because he's more brilliant than you or harder worker than you? No. He just knew to do it. That's the only difference. And don't get me wrong, my son is brilliant. My daughter's brilliant. Very proud of them. But it wasn't brilliance. Brilliance can't figure stuff like that out. If I hadn't told them, they wouldn't have known to do it. But here's my argument. Do you know that if you had been told to build a second stream of income at age 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know what you'd have right now? A second stream of income. You just were never told. What I want to talk about today is very special to me. It's very mastering what I'm about to share with you changed my life probably more than anything else. And the simple point is that I learned how to get myself to take action. I learned the psychology that it takes to take action. And that has meant everything in the world to me. And I'm going to share the psychology with you. And we're also going to address procrastination, because those two go hand in hand. You've got to defeat procrastination if you're ever going to take action. But there is a specific few steps that you can take to get yourself to take action if you care. Now, I throw that caveat in because some of you don't care. And, wow, I said that harsh. I don't know how to say it any other way. Some of you don't care. You're just happy. You're going to go through life, get your paycheck, retire broke. You don't care. It's just, that's the way you are. And there are people like that. And I almost believe it's most people. You're going to go through life mediocre. All you're ever going to do is have a job, which means you're really not even trying, and you're okay with that. That's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people who want more out of life. They're dissatisfied with their present job. They're dissatisfied with their present income. They're dissatisfied with the amount of savings they have, and they want to change it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you these strategies that I used to get myself to take action. Once I realized that I did want to be a millionaire, I did want to be wealthy, I did want to lead an incredible life. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about getting yourself to take action and to stop procrastinating. Because there's many of you, let me share a little joke or story with you. If 5 frogs are sitting on a log and 4 of them decide to jump off, How many frogs are left on the log? Most people will answer one. The correct answer is five. They decided, but I didn't say they took action. See, it's not enough to decide you want a second stream of income. You have to take action on it. And many of you have listened to me for years, some of you over a decade. You've decided to create a second stream of income, but you've done nothing about it. And the reasons for that may shock you. The number one reason generally shocks people, but we'll hit that in a minute, probably the next segment. What I want to recommend to you is a TED Talk, T-E-D, TED Talk that you can find on YouTube. It's by a very young but very wise individual. His name is Tim Urban. Tim Urban. It helps you understand the procrastinator's mind. I'm going to share some of his ideas with you to try and entice you to finish this show. Go to YouTube when you get home and type in Tim Urban Procrastination TED Talk. If you just type in procrastination and Tim Urban, it'll come up. If you type in TED Talk Procrastination, it will come up. Just remember one or two of those words. Tim Urban Procrastination TED Talk. What he explains is that there are three creatures in our head. There is the rational thinker, and everybody likes to think they're a rational thinker. The problem is, if you're a procrastinator, if you've ever procrastinated, guess what? You're not a rational thinker. None of us are, because all of us are procrastinators. All of us. The second creature in there is a thing called the instant gratification monkey. And this little monkey wants you to have fun all the time. He wants you to do things that give you instant gratification. But there's a third person in there. Really not a person. It's the panic monster. And when I say that, who do you think your best friend is? Of those three. Most people would say the rational thinker. Nope. It's the doggone panic monster. He's your best friend. Guess who your worst enemy is? A lot of people say panic monster, but not after what I just told you, obviously. It's that monkey. The instantaneous gratification monkey. He is the one that destroys your life. Have you ever been given a project, whether it was college, high school, or at your job, and you're given 30 days to do it? What does the rational thinker say? I'll do a little work each day for 30 days and get that project done. Doggone it, I might even get it done early. But on the 28th day, what do you realize? You haven't done jack. Who wakes up? The panic monster. And you panic. And you pull an all-nighter. But you finish before the deadline, don't you? If that panic monster had not been there, would you have finished the project? The answer is no. The panic monster is your best friend. See, what happens is the rational thinker says do a little bit of work each day. So day one, you start to go over to your books or whatever, or the computer or whatever, and you say, I'm going to start to work. But the little monkey is there. And the monkey goes, wait a minute. Wouldn't you rather grab a beer and watch Mandalorian? Wouldn't you rather grab a beer and watch whatever your favorite TV show is? And the little monkey wins. Yeah, I got 30 days. Let me just, I really don't feel like doing it right now. But boy, it sure would feel good to have a beer and watch my favorite TV program. So you do it. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, what this monkey is doing is manipulating your dopamine. If you don't know what dopamine is, remember the last time you made love? That's dopamine. Pretty powerful drug, huh? But so is watching your favorite football game. You watch your game, your favorite quarterback throws a touchdown pass, you jump out of your chair. That's dopamine too. Dopamine is released anytime you do something pleasurable. And so what this monkey is doing is every time you go to work on your project, which doesn't seem like that much fun and is probably not going to release a lot of dopamine, it shows you a way to get your drug hit. See, he understands we are all addicted to dopamine. We love it. It's the greatest thing in the world. But he beats you down day after day after day, always finding a distraction, always finding something that will release dopamine so that you don't do your work. And then on the 28th day, even on the 28th day, that little monkey is standing there. But you know who he's scared of? The panic monster. You only have 2 days left. That panic monster wakes up, that little monkey goes, climbs a tree and hides. And suddenly, it's amazing. You get your work done. Because not only is there a deadline, there's a penalty. You could be fired. You could fail a class. You could look like an idiot to your peers. There's all kinds of penalties along with the panic monster. That's why we get stuff done on the last day. So that's what's going on in your head. How do you control it? Well, the first thing you've got to understand, it's very difficult to control a drug addiction. And as I said, we're all addicted to dopamine. It's what makes life worth living. So what you've got to do is leverage pain, pleasure, and fear to get yourself to take action. And we'll discuss using those three, pain, pleasure, and fear, in the next segment. But let's talk a little bit more about the deadline. How many of you are not in the financial position that you want to be in? Most people, as we said, 95%. Do you know why you're not in the financial position that you want to be in? What's the deadline to be financially independent? There isn't one. So guess who never wakes up? The panic monster. So the dopamine monkey manipulates you day after day, year after year. You go for pleasure. You go for fun. You go for excitement. Never getting the important things done. When I was 27 and they came in and cut my pay, it woke me up. And here's what happened. I knew nothing about anything I've shared with you so far as the rational thinker, the dopamine monkey, or the panic monster. But I, at 27, thought 40 was old. So I gave myself a deadline. I said, I've got to be financially independent by 40. By 30, I was financially independent. Would that have ever happened if I had not given myself a deadline? You know the answer. The answer is no. I would have never done it. I would have gone for the pleasure, the excitement, the joy. There's just all the stuff that that monkey puts in your face. But because I had a deadline and I was scared that 40 was old, which is ridiculous, but it didn't matter. I believed it. I believed that 40 was old. I was scared to death of turning 40. It motivated me to take action, and it woke up who? The panic monster. And the panic monster, that psychology, got me to take action, massive action, so that I could retire in 3 years. All right, we'll talk more after we come back from the break. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and today we're talking about getting into action and procrastination. And now I want to share with you, hopefully you understand what's going on inside your head right now, that there's really three different personalities in there. You know, the rational thinker that thinks they're going to do a little bit each day to get a 30-day project done, when in reality we always put it off to the last couple days. The dopamine monkey, who's the one that's always pulling you away from your projects, getting you to do fun, exciting stuff. And the panic monster, who's the one who actually gets you to take action. It's not rational thinking that gets you to take action. It's almost irrational thought that gets you to take action. Like me making up 40s old. I've got to take action now. You know, that totally made up, but it worked. You got to do the same thing. You've got to create a deadline in your head. And I can give you some deadlines. If you have $100,000 to work with, give yourself 10 years. If that's all you got in savings, $100,000, you know, join Total Wealth or another platform, learn how to invest in real estate, and in less than 10 years, you'll probably have, you know, $80,000, $120,000 a year passive income. If you've got $500,000, you could cut that in half and maybe even do it in just a couple of years. If you got $1 million or more, give yourself a year. This one is amazing to me. How many people have $1 million in the bank and they're still working a job they don't like? What are you doing? At a 20% rate of return, $1 million is 200 grand a year. Can you not live off of 200 grand a year for the rest of your life? That's a pretty good lifestyle. If you want more than that, then wait 4 years to retire, 6 years to retire. Get 400 grand a month. I'm sorry, 400 grand a year in retirement income. Anything you want to do. But you need to set up those deadlines. One family came in. I think the house was worth $650,000. They had a $650,000 house paid in full. They were broke otherwise. And he hated his job. He took classes on real estate investing. Crazy. Refinanced his house. bought an apartment complex and quit his job. 6 months later. 6 months. Why? He gave himself a deadline. Well, one, he educated himself so he knew how to do it, which is your job. But once he knew how to do it, he did it. So let's talk about, and we could use this individual as a case study, but I guess I'll use me and I'll poke fun at myself. But you go back to age 27, I'm working 60 hours a week. I want to retire. I want to get out of working 60 hours a week. What I did was I leveraged pain, fear, and pleasure. Now, why do I list them in that order? That's the order of how powerful they are. Pain is massively powerful at getting yourself to take action. Fear is almost as powerful. And then the weakest of the three is pleasure. In other words, I could sit here all day long on the radio show and go, if you join Total Wealth Academy, we'll teach you how to make a lot of money. Nobody would take any action. They go, that's nice. But pleasure doesn't motivate people. In fact, if you read books on psychology, you'll do three times as much to avoid pain as you will to gain pleasure. Three times as much. It's three times as motivating. You know, I had people telling me, even, you know, this was in my 30s when I explained this on the radio. People would say, well, you're being negative, using pain and fear. It's not negative. It's a fact. Are you suggesting that you are never going to have pain? You're suggesting you're never going to have fear? Why not use them since we can't avoid them? You can't avoid them. So at least use them to motivate yourself. Let's talk about my fear and pain. And I'm going to list these all under that double category because really, let's pick the biggest motivator. The biggest motivator was I was about to lose my wife. And I was in, and still am, in passionate love with Josie. It is a intense rush when I see her, when I hold her. It's intense. I was about to lose that. So I was afraid of the pain of losing her. See, fear and pain. See why I group them together? I'm afraid I'm going to lose her and be in pain. The other one was I was watching my parents grow older and they were broke. I was scared to death of being in the situation that they were in. Think about it. Think about your parents. What's that phrase? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. If your parents are broke and retiring broke, does it make sense why you should be scared you might happen, that might happen to you too? Because you're probably using beliefs about money that they gave you. And they were wrong beliefs. So what's another fear I had? Oh, fear of regret. That one is a strong one for me. I've witnessed this. But do you know what every spouse says as they're burying their spouse? You know this. I guarantee it. When I say it, you're going to go, that's true. Every spouse that buries their spouse says this: I thought I had more time. Every one of them. I didn't want to let that happen. I didn't want to be broke. I didn't want to not enjoy my life with Josie while she was alive. I didn't want to lose my marriage. Oh, the other thing, I worked at a health club. And guess what I didn't want to do? Because I worked there 60 hours a week. I didn't want to exercise. I was getting out of shape. I was on a downhill spiral to obesity, probably. I used all these things to motivate myself. I used all these things, this fear, this pain, to get myself to take action. You're going to have to do the same thing. You can't just do it promising yourself, I'm going to travel to Europe. You can't just use pleasure. It won't work. I'm going to travel to Europe. I'm going to buy my wife a 5-carat diamond. I'm going to drive a Ferrari. All those pleasure things are good, but they're a third as powerful as leveraging your fear, leveraging your pain to get yourself to take action. You know, you think about it. I'm 27. I'm broke. $30,000 in debt. I've got bad credit. My wife's leaving me. You think I wasn't in pain? That was the most excruciating pain I've experienced in my life. That's a motivator if you use it. You know what most people do with pain? They curl up in a little ball. Go grab a gallon of ice cream. That's what most people do when they're in pain. If you're going to be a winner, and you're going to win at this game called life, you better not do that. You better use that pain to motivate you to take action. In my Saturday class, I spend almost an hour, it's about an hour, teaching people how to manipulate fear and pain into a motivating factor. Age, getting old, is one of the biggest fears people have, and I teach them how to use that. We'll discuss that a little bit in the final segment coming up. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And in this final segment, I want to talk about how to get getting old to motivate you. We all do it. We don't like to talk about it. And we die. And people still don't take action. That one just drives me nuts. So let me give you some strategies that I used to keep myself motivated about aging. The first one is, at age 25, and I could not tell you who the mentor was. It may have been a one-time contact, but I'm telling you, this guy was my mentor because this stuck with me. He goes, Steve, we only get 3 25-year periods. How old are you? I go, I'm 25. He goes, how fast did that go by? I said, man, it went by real fast. He said, the next 25 years are going to go by even faster. How old will you be? I went, 50. It shocked the crap out of me. I was halfway to 50. But in my stupidity and blindness and delusion, I didn't think about it. I didn't realize I was halfway there. It was a delusional state that I was in, but not after that conversation. He went on to say, you basically get three 25-year periods, 1 through 25, 25 through 50, and 50 through 75. If you make it past 75, good for you. Most people don't. So it dawned on me, when these financial planners were going, over a 25-year period, you can save up $500,000. That's a third of my life, bro. You're telling me to wait for a third of my life to be over before I have 500 grand? Not interested. I want to learn how to be rich now. I see rich people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. I ain't waiting until I'm 50, 60. Then this other story. I was moving my mother-in-law into memory care. And this 82-year-old Vietnam vet starts helping me move furniture. Now, this guy was not in memory care. He was just in assisted living. He had all of his wits, and he was telling me these incredible stories about Vietnam. And the conversation eventually turned to me, and he started asking me what I was doing, and I told him, and he sat down abruptly. I thought something was wrong. I mean, it was that abrupt. Just boom, he sat down. And I went, are you all right? What's going on? He goes, you know, Steve, I didn't even try. And I was like, what are you talking about? What didn't you try? He goes, financially, I didn't even try. I was too scared. He said, but Steve, I'm 82 now. I don't even know what I was scared of. And what it woke me up to was this guy was living with regret. And I had always thought that regret was on your deathbed. You know, it lasted about 10 minutes or 20 minutes as you die. No. Regret lasts for decades. It sucks. It's horrible. It is awful. And you need to recognize that, because if you don't try, if you don't get out there and try, you are going to live with regret. You're going to be miserable in retirement. You're going to die with regret. Luis, an investor, said it best this way. He said, you know, I've only got 100 grand. I'd rather lose it trying than lose it not trying. And that's the truth. He turned that 100 grand over a 10-year period. He turned that 100 grand into 1.7 million and I think something like 120 grand a year in passive income. He's not going to live with regret. Jim Rohn said this. The Rock said it recently. There will be two types of pain in your life. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Which will you choose? You can't avoid it. You got to choose one of them. Either get off your butt, be disciplined, and do the things that you know you want to do, or live and suffer with regret. The members of Total Wealth Academy choose discipline. We choose discipline over regret. We're going to have the pain either way. You may as well choose the one that's going to give you the results that you want instead of suffering with the same pain. You know, both of them cause pain. But why suffer when you can have ecstatic joy when you achieve your goals and desires from discipline? So, there are some tools. You want to use fear and pain, and don't let anybody tell you you're being negative by doing that. It's not negative. Fear and pain, you can't avoid them, so at least manipulate them so that they serve you. Use pleasure, but understand that it's only one third as powerful a motivator as fear and pain. And then be very afraid of regret. Be very afraid of regret. If you use those four things, pleasure, pain, fear, I guess regret is a fear, but it's the big one. It's the big one. If you use those four tools, you can get yourself to take any action. If you add what? A deadline. None of this works without a deadline. And like I said, you got 100 grand, give yourself 10 years to retire. You got 500 grand, 5 years or less. You got $1 million, it could be this year. And we're already in October. Which reminds me, this is the time of the year I do my classic 2021's over. Are you in a better or worse financial position than you were last year? Better or worse? Be very careful. Some of you are going to go, I'm in the same. That's worse because a year of your life is gone. You have one less year. See, you better be doing better. My question is, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to come see my free workshop, check out Total Wealth Academy? Are you going to go check out some other platform? I don't care. Just do something. Something. Otherwise, a year from now, you'll hear me on the radio going, another year is gone. Are you in a better or worse financial position than you were last year? And you don't want to answer, I'm in the same or worse. Oh, I got an invitation for you. We're doing an Oktoberfest party. It's actually, we call it an expo because there is some real estate training at the beginning. We do 2 hours of real estate training. And then afterwards, we go out and have German beer, bratwurst, pretzels, listen to German music, and just have a good time. It's like a little festival. This is a free event for members and non-members. Free event for members and non-members. If you would like to come to our Oktoberfest Expo, go to gettotalwealth.com/expo, E-X-P-O, and reserve a seat for you and your spouse, you and your significant other, or you by yourself. We'd love to see you there, and it's a great way to take an action step and pick up some momentum towards your goals. Again, go to gettotalwealth.com/expo, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.